Welcome to Donkey Punch. I'm Jake.
I'm Rob.
I'm keen, and I'm very fucking keen.
You may be keen. I'm pissed.
I'm also very pissed, and so is keen.
And
exactly. No, wait, you are the most pissed out of all of us.
Exactly. How many tries have we tried this?
Like four times?
Three or four, yeah, but you know.
Three or four? It's been at least six or seven, I've counted.
Well, I've counted three or four because I don't think the first two really counted because that was a purposeful trial run. Now we are completely wasted.
Okay, yeah, we are going.
This is what's going to go up on the website, hopefully, and if you guys actually managed to listen to this, well, we'll give you credit for that. You know, I won't give you a medal because we
are
have
drunk.
I mean,
medal.
if I meet you in person, I will shake your hand.
Yes.
Not only are we drunk, we're ready.
Yeah, we're ready for this, and this is the most ready.
I'm ready for anything. Jake was trying to do the same thing as me.
Rob is ready for this.
I was just moving my microphone closer because I don't think I'm loud enough.
Okay.
No, Jake, you're fairly loud.
Yeah, it seems loud enough.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, my pocket's vibrating like a vibrator.
Jesus. I think Stefan
ready.
It might be Stefan. If it's Stefan.
If it's Stefan, I will be very happy.
If it's Stefan, lads, we might have a guest appearance of one of our good friends, Stefan.
This would be fantastic.
Good friend that I've met about several times in one of my.
He's up in 20. Prepare for a cod ass kicking.
Excellent.
I'm sorry, but he's going to join in the podcast first. So
yes.
It's going to be pod-ass kicking.
Pod-ass kicking instead of cod-ass kicking.
Although, to be fair, I've never actually played COD drunk.
I have played COD sober and drunk, and I'm fairly shit at it.
I'm amazing no matter what.
I'm fairly sure that if you give a monkey a controller and 5 minutes, he'd do better than me at COD.
Again,
if you give a monkey anything in 5 minutes, he'd probably do better.
A hand job, for instance.
Or a typewriter, even.
You could probably write the entire works of Shakespeare longer than you could perfect your ability at COD.
I was King Lear in school, you bastard, and
work of Shakespeare.
I was an excellent King Lear because I was mad as fuck.
Yeah, you look it.
Thank you.
Wait, so you did plays in high school? Or?
I did plays in high school because I was awesome.
Yeah, I just didn't participate in high school. In anything at all. Literally anything.
We can see that.
Yeah,
well, obviously.
I noticed that too.
Why would... I mean, Jake obviously didn't either. See?
Well, no. Not really.
Yeah, Jake tried.
See?
No, I literally didn't participate in high school to the point where I never went.
Well, that too as well. I didn't go to lectures.
I could never justify
whatever.
That to my parents. As good Catholics, and I say that with parentheses. Basically, my parents were great Catholics. Oh, go to Catholic school, blah, 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 blah. Celebrate the saints. Oh, yeah, yeah.
To be sure.
And it was just like, no, what it is it's about an hour off class for me so I can sit in the library and play fucking Halo.
Obviously.
Which is clearly the preferable
choice.
Which
is clearly the more acceptable and logical conclusion of is there a God?
Between the choices of learning the lessons of God or playing Halo, I would rather play a video game.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if I don't reply. I'm hungry.
Yeah,
so I'm eating chocolate.
Jake is eating a chocolate bar.
God has never said you can stick a sticky grenade to someone, and I think, he would get a lot more followers.
The whole point of aliens versus Spartans as blasphemy due to the whole alien thing.
Yeah, but I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, he doesn't exist, so...
No, that's blasphemy!
That's blasphemy, of course.
Blasphemy!
And I'm sorry to anyone from the Christian Union, but I'm going to come out with shit like this all the time.
Or Protestant.
You talk bollocks, and it's all shit.
Okay, fine. Just serve that to the Christians and the Protestant and the...
Serve it up on a
hot
plate.
No, just the Christians.
Okay, just...
Protestants don't bother me, because I think, like...
Maybe
having a religion is like having a dick. It's all right... It's alright having it, as long as you don't try and shove it down my throat.
Oh, no, yeah. It's
right.
Fine, as long as you don't shove it down my children's throat.
Yeah, that as well, of course, yeah, and I mean, the amount of shite that went on in the church is ridiculous, but at the end of the day, to quote Tim Mitchin, the Pope is a motherfucking Pope.
he is.
Yes,
Obviously.
Yes, of course.
Nah. To be honest, I don't like religion, to be honest, as...
Yeah.
I don't like anything.
Right, okay.
At all.
Right, for anyone listening in right now, we must admit, right, you're going to hear the best and worst of us in this first podcast. And
because we're
probably
drunk.
The worst of us and not really the best of us. But I would endeavor you, repeat as yourself. Much as you might be offended, to keep listening because occasionally, and only occasionally, I must add, we will have glimmers of truth in amid the pile and torrent of shit and bollocks yep. and wank we talk.
Yeah, we will come up with the most amazing things and the shittiest of
yes,
things possible.
And you just gotta sift through it, like, you know. And once you sift through it, that'll be it. And Jake has something to
well,
say.
Well, we won't always necessarily be yeah. drunk. We will be,
things
generally.
Though,
we will occasionally, and to be honest, you can't blame us for this, be fairly drunk. But to be fair to us, on the most half, we will try and deliver the most professional account of our lives and how they happen. Which will be lies, of course. But
no! They won't be lies. I mean, they'll probably be the truth, but there'll be the different truth. I mean, we'll have our own truth each.
Yes. The
which
truth,
is completely different.
Yeah. The truth is always bendable.
Our own variations yeah. of
yes,
the truth.
I mean, well, the truth is the truth as it sees, but it's depending on our own personal... Again, it's depending on our opinions, but our own opinions isn't
right.
the truth.
To put it this way, right, our name is Donkey Punch, in case you haven't noticed, but we don't go out and beat down on any kind of equestrian kind of creatures because we're not like that.
Or punch women in the back
or
of the skull while
the
we're having sex with them.
We don't do that.
Out.
No.
We just thought, well, it's a funny name that people will be interested in. But if we ever come into a question where a donkey has threatened us to the extent, we would like to be able to defend ourselves to the extent where we might have to punch him in the back of the head.
And Jake is eating raisins.
And,
yeah, I am Jake. Eating raisins. I'm really hungry. When I get drunk, I apparently get very hungry.
When I get drunk,
hungry
I just get
cock.
Thirsty.
No,
to
just
be honest.
Raisins.
Hungry for cock.
I actually stopped listening to you for like the past 2 minutes.
This is no, seriously. What he's been saying has been the best things ever.
Rob, considering we've been only running for like 7 minutes and I haven't listened
Jake
to most
it's been
of
7 minutes.
To me.
To be honest, to me, it seems like a lot
I
longer.
I feel
but
so upset. He never listens to me.
Time is relative to the people that perceive it. But
I'm drunk and I'm hungry. I don't care.
This
he's
podcast.
He's drunk and he's a bad husband.
I hate raisins. Why did you throw one at my face? Stop doing this, seriously. You're throwing raisins around your own room.
Yep, I don't
Stop
care.
Stop throwing dry grapes at people.
We're at university if you didn't realise this.
Yeah, we have to admit that as well. We are university students.
I am deflecting these raisins like a champion.
I don't care. I don't care that I have to clean these up tomorrow. This is fun.
I'm not sleeping in them.
Okay, you'll be sleeping in my room because Jake's a dick and he won't let you sleep in his room.
Yeah, actually, that's a fact.
Yeah, Jake's the dick.
Also, he has a spare sheet.
I do have a sheet under my bed. Okay, I'm sorry for the complete and utter randomness of this conversation at the moment, but Jake is currently throwing raisins at me and
it's
half
like,
eating them.
It's like some kind of World War III, except instead of nukes or anything, they're just throwing raisins
at
each other.
No, we're not throwing raisins at each other. He's throwing raisins at me, and
yeah,
he's not he's not... Fuck's sake! I've deflected every single raisin you've thrown at me! Okay.
The first
with
one.
His power shield.
No, the first one bounced off my hand.
Bounced off your head.
Okay, it did bounce off my head.
But
no, that would hit me in the tit.
But we know, of course, Rob has a thick skull.
I don't have a thick skull. I do headbutt a lot of people.
I'm gonna eat all of
Mainly
these tomorrow.
Steph, you're gonna eat them off the floor, you fucking tramp. Ah! That hit me in the arm.
Good.
It's like some kind of vegetable fruit based tourism.
That hit me in the fucking stomach.
If
Please,
you ever
Keen,
see,
Keen, take the raisins off him.
If you ever see a fruit salad having sex with another fruit salad, this will remind you of what it's like.
You mean the little sweet? I'm eating them. You mean
if
the
you,
little sweet?
If you see
or,
fruit having sex,
no, I'm not
literally
meaning
a
little
fruit
sweet
salad.
Things
okay,
having
wait.
Sex with each other.
Guys,
that sounds like paedophilia.
Okay, guys, anyone who's listening to this, I'm really sorry for the levels, because they might just become very, very static at times due to the microphone.
They are quite high, actually.
But we will work on this in the next podcast. We will have individual microphones, but at the moment, Keen is using a directional microphone, which is picking up pretty much everything.
Which has
me
been
and
shoved up my friend's arse many a time, because he's some kind
because
of weird pedophile.
I wish.
He did let Keen borrow it, but he will eventually get his own microphone which
will be much improved.
Yeah, it will improve the podcast.
Is there anything else on the agenda that we should talk about, Jake?
There is a lot. I mean, there is our own personal like loves and hates of things.
What do we like and what do we hate? And I think it should be more refined than we did last time.
No, but
last time that doesn't technically exist because no one will ever hear it.
Exactly, because that was one of our practice podcasts. But okay, to be honest, I do hate a lot of things. I mean, I hate...
He does.
Generally, I hate people. People... No, I sound horrible, but I hate people, and I wish, I don't wish it, but at the same time, I do and don't wish that 90% of the human population would just get wiped out.
It reminds me of a lyric I once heard. My political career is pretty fucked because the politics is about the people, and I don't like people all that much. And it works.
Wait. Well, you need to tell us, who is that lyric by?
Frank Turner.
There you go.
Nice. Definitely listen to it.
I'm sorry, even as just a general, even not even a podcast thing, just as a general life thing, I would recommend you guys listen to Frank Turner. Don't lick him.
Please lick him. It'll be hilarious.
Lick everyone. Just lick everyone because everyone likes him. Chicken licking. But in between licking people, please try and listen to him because he is a very good songwriter, musician, and he's doing well for himself, and I think that's important. Even though he's English and in a
fucking English people, I hate him.
I'm a room with two English people right
seriously,
now.
Seriously, I'm the most English person in this room. I lived in Buckinghamshire.
Yeah,
of
exactly.
All places.
He's a bastard.
It is quite. It's like it's almost English as Windsor.
Wait, because I haven't lived in England.
Lived in Cheshire.
Stop that.
I lived in Cheshire for half my life. You've been in Cheshire for all your life. You can't even speak. I will literally fart right now. If you want me to.
You will fart the British
That is nothing to do...
Why would you ask that I would want you to fart?
No, I would just fart anyway.
The Americans are that crude. And sorry to any Americans, but you are.
Don't apologise to Americans.
Why should I apologise?
No, Americans have butchered the English language. They have taken it and made an American dialect of the English language,
yes,
which has included things such as garbage.
Do you know, actually, it's an interesting fact about the Americans. You know, after...
in fact, we shouldn't...
You know the French...
Are you drawing pictures? Take that pencil off him right now.
No.
Seriously. Okay, during...
Naked pictures of naked ladies.
I just want to say, me, Jake, and Keane met at university of a certain northern area
of the United Kingdom.
But Jake draws pictures, or me and Jake draw pictures in one of our lectures. He's drawing a really detailed picture, apparently. Of me, and so is Keane on a cardboard box. I'm the only one not with a pencil.
I really hope this isn't you, Rob, because whatever this has is not human.
Fuck off! Someone's knocking on the door, and I've told them fuck off.
Did you lock it?
Yeah, I did.
That's fine.
Okay, but Jake, me, and Keane met in a lecture one.
No, I met Jake basically because I added
him after
a biology lab and he basically spammed my Facebook.
That's not my fault though, is it?
Me and Jake wanted to meet you. We have spent a lot of time talking.
Tom, go away.
We just like you, okay?
What happened? I don't really know.
You just seem like an awesome person.
I just kind of wandered up to you.
Alright.
No, that was needed. That bell. Bring the bell down.
Bring the bell end down. We must warn you, folks. At this point, we do have a bell called the bell end, and the bell end is employed when one of us talks shite enough that Jake decides...
That was literal talking shite out of your ass.
Robert basically just farted there, and it was not nice. But anyway, when we talk enough shite or bollocks that Jake gets sick of us or... gets distracted from his drawing of shit. He basically rings the bell end like so. You know, like me fapping off someone. But, you know, so basically watch out for that. And if you hear that, just stop listening for about 20 seconds so we can orientate ourselves again.
Jake, what pencils are you using there to draw? Is that a HB, three and
no,
a HB
no,
two?
No. This is a... Well, I'm actually using a 6B because...
A 6?
Because Keen took my...
That is a big one.
Keen took my F pencil, so unfortunately...
I did notice that.
Thank you.
This conversation is gay.
It's not gay.
No.
Okay, wait. Also, the whole...
Pencils.
Stop whispering into the microphone.
I like using pencils. It's fun.
Well, yeah, okay. Things, the levels are spiking quite a bit. So, yeah, okay, again, I'm sorry for anyone who is listening to this podcast that thinks the podcast
is a little
bit high.
They're spiking because we're all talking at the same time.
Well, that two things. I'm trying to not speak at the same time as you two, but you two are constantly speaking to each other.
I have to admit, I really don't realise how I managed to meet you guys, because it was more like you added me or something.
Yeah, no, I kind of like wanted to, but I couldn't actually.
You see, the
find
problem
your
is,
name.
You know on Facebook how it says you may know. Well,
Jake spends.
Unfortunately,
like,
I go on Facebook when I'm drunk, and I just add everyone.
He adds everyone. He spends like 2 hours at night adding everybody.
I don't know if you added me first or I added you.
Then again, I'm not sure we should really be talking about Facebook.
No,
again,
we should.
I'm sorry to the people on the podcast that may be offended by us.
By Facebook,
then
yeah.
You look at our levels on the current recording, and they are all absolutely massive.
They are, actually. They are low.
They are, yeah, again. They are about... Jake, move your like microphone to about where mine is. So, like, at your cheek.
Okay.
Okay, there we go.
How are we doing now?
Our levels are, like, 75% or higher.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They are pretty damn high.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm sorry. We will probably edit this podcast so it will be changed. So
No. You say we, you actually mean
Jake,
me.
Jake will edit the podcast. I could edit it if I wanted to, because I do have the software, but Jake is drawing a very detailed picture of me at the moment. I'm kind of freaked out, so I'll make him do it anyway.
Yep. And I provide the jokes.
Yeah, and Keane's just here for the entertainment and the moral... sort of standard, because I've
stopped moving.
Moral standard.
Jake has no morals. You're like in the in between. I have too many morals.
You don't have any. Fuck
I
off.
Have a lot of morals.
Fuck off.
What morals do I have compared to him?
You have like the moral to not have sex with everybody who'll say yes to you.
No.
Why would you not do?
No,
oh, sorry. Sorry, I will stop shouting. Why would you not have sex with someone who said?
Because
I will have sex.
If you
with
did
you.
That, then you'd be having sex with fat girls all the time,
sorry.
Or people that you don't have sex with.
Rob, I have the morals to be.
Okay,
I'm
you have less moral. You have less morals than Jake, but I have more morals than Jake. So I'm the most. Okay. There we go. I'm the most moral person here. Currently, which is first of all a bad point, because I hate all of humanity.
Congratulations.
Most of humanity, I want to just be wiped out. I would happily embrace a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
I would. You're drawing a really fucking detailed picture of this.
I would not embrace
not very good,
a zombie
I'm sorry.
Apocalypse. Actually, and this is a personal opinion of mine. My friends have talked about this.
I
personally think a zombie apocalypse would be bad because none of us would survive.
No, I would.
He would.
I know. I am over.
No, that guy has spent years preparing for a zombie apocalypse.
No, I've spent like 5 years preparing for a zombie apocalypse.
Let us through some of your preparations.
Seriously, I have preparations. I have my areas.
Seriously. Like every time we walk past a place, you're like,
yeah,
that'll do.
That'll be a good place for a zombie apocalypse. Zombie apocalypse.
Yes.
In my home.
Listen closely. It might save your life.
Where I used to live, there used to be a shop, which used to have metal shutters at the front, so nothing could get through unless it like had several tons forcing on it to push it open. And it used to have a flat roof, so a helicopter or anything could land on it, or you could hide upon it if you wanted to, just by getting up a ladder to hide on it. So nothing could get up there. You could live on the food in there for like several months at least, just eating. Not as it's supposed to be made, but like dried cereal sort of thing.
Mm.
I mean, milk. You got to eat all the expendable stuff first, and you got to move on to like the stuff that will last long.
Tins, yeah.
See, I'm helping you here. Last.
No, sorry, I'm not laughing at
you're
that.
You're laughing at my picture.
Yeah, I'm laughing. I'm actually looking at the picture that I've just drawn. It's terrible.
I know. It probably would be because you're terrible at making pictures.
He looks like some kind of.
That, kind of look at it. No, wait. The fuck is that? I thought you were drawing like my legs and stuff, not my lips and my eyes.
Right. For anyone who's
the fuck is that?
Here right now, Rob really looks like some kind of monkey.
He does.
No, monkeys generally don't have lips so you can define. They just have like lips and cheeks or face. Jake. Okay,
I need to go to some more drawing classes, that's fine.
The main host and editor of this podcast will be Jake, and Jake has been drawing a picture of me for the last about 10-20 minutes of my lips
and eyes.
I
am listening to what you're saying.
I know you're listening to what I'm saying, but I'm talking to the people of the podcast, and I've got hiccups now. Hickey?
Hickey.
And Keane. Oh, no, I thought I mean like Jake's the editor, though.
No, I meant you're talking to the people of this podcast and me.
Oh, no, and you're talking to the people of the podcast currently. Just saying that Jake... Because they don't know what's going on. They don't know that Jake's drawing a ridiculous picture of my eyes and lips, which looks like a fucking monkey, because it doesn't have a current... It currently... What the fuck is that? The eyes are way too close for a
I don't do perspective. Right, I draw point A. I draw point B. Point A and point B don't always look the same.
No, they don't match up at all. I mean, my levels... Jake, look, currently my levels are completely fine, but your levels, like, spike.
That's because I'm shouting. Right, okay, I drew lots of naked ladies. They had large hips, small boobs, even though they were perfectly in proportion when, you know, on existence.
That's an implication. It's Jake likes big boobs, you know.
Doesn't like big boobs?
Me?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it depends on the size of the boobs. I mean, you gotta.
I mean, it's nice to have shape
somewhere.
Okay,
shapely boobs, fine. But I mean, boobs that are sag or are like too big to handle, then you just
out the window. Right.
I like.
I mean, you don't want two hot water bottles in your hand.
A good B would be fine. A good A would be fine. A large C, like... No, okay.
Yeah, just, no, of course.
Yeah. I mean, look, your levels are fine on the podcast.
Right,
currently.
Okay. If a girl is, like, a... Let's say, a plus-size girl, right?
A plus-size. So yeah, she's more than a size 0. She's, like, a size 12. Like my sister.
An English size 12 is fine with me.
No, seriously, my mum is...
I'm talking, like, a size 20 here.
Sister is so. No, you're talking about my mum.
Right.
My mum and little sister are scared of the size of my sister's boobs.
She's. Right, okay.
Okay, wait. Forget my sister completely. Just talk about the woman Jake's
talking
about
your sister's
boobs.
Yeah,
it's kind of weird.
Said hypothetical girl would have rather large boobs.
Which is. Who's a.
Not a plus size girl at all.
We're not allowed to put this in.
She's larger. She's larger than, like, the normal English size girl.
Yeah. Okay, sorry, I had to pause that because someone said a name, and unfortunately we don't do names here, so I'm going to that out at some point if I can figure out how to it out.
We will figure out how to it out, Jake will edit it, and...
You know, I do actually have other work to do, I can't devote my time to this, although maybe I should.
No, this is lies,
I mean,
Jake has nothing to do with his time.
Well, we have loads of things to do.
I mean, he is...
Lies.
Well, he does have things to do which I can't possibly speak about.
I've got loads of articles to write.
You can't speak of the fucking articles!
I can speak of
the
articles.
No, you got articles for... You can't say what it's for, though. That is fucking terrible.
Jake's offense, it doesn't look like Rob. It looks
Jake's
vaguely.
Picture of me looks like a picture of, like...
Some sort of
bum chin thing.
Special child.
I do have a slight chin, but it's not as bad as Jake's. Or oh, my eyes aren't that close together, and the proportions are just terrible.
Look at this right now. It looks like it's like Rob has had a seizure and given birth to a child.
If I could reach my mouse, I would pause this, but I can't, so I'm not going to.
I mean, right now Jake's all wondering. But
okay, that
this picture doesn't even look like Rob in any way.
I need to have a look at this.
In the amount of hilarity it generates.
Right, first of all, the eyes aren't even the same size. I mean, the mouth and the chin ratio is probably right, but
anyone
the chin
who's
isn't...
found us through Facebook seen the picture that we've awkwardly or I've awkwardly drew.
That is more accurate than this
that
picture.
That is more accurate than this
picture. I know, you've got coloured pencils, that's not fair.
I've not got coloured pencils, you prick. I stole coloured pencils from my 7-year-old brother.
That doesn't count.
Because he has coloured pencils.
See, look, someone has coloured pencils near.
Also,
you.
This picture doesn't look anything like me. It looks
more like
possibly of some sort.
Can I have my pad back so I can continue
You
drawing.
May have your pad.
Yeah.
Thank you.
If Rob gained like 700 pounds,
700 pounds and my face shrunk in size.
Yes.
Well, maybe.
Jake,
maybe.
Just move your mic back up.
Yeah. Okay.
Again, I'm sorry for anyone who's listening to this. I mean, this is our, like, first podcast. I mean, we are probably going to post this after serious editing,
It's our first in inverted commas podcast because it's actually our fifth.
Yeah.
Shut up, Jake. They don't need to know about all the failed attempts. But yeah, it's probably a lot better when we're, like, a little bit pissed.
Rob's not
gonna all right, we actually have a guest at the moment. Although somehow Rob is actually getting the door despite the fact that I'm not entirely sure what he's done. But we're going to take a break right now, so we'll be back in a minute. Okay, and we're back. But unfortunately, it looks like Keane's gone to sleep. So, yeah, the break lasted a little bit longer than I was expecting, like 4 hours, maybe.
Pretty much, we played a bit of Halo, and it was quite fun.
Unfortunately, I'm not quite as drunk as I used to be.
We're a little bit more sober, and we just listened to our podcast, which is pretty...
interesting, yeah.
I'm quite sorry, again, for saying... about the podcast a lot. I was kind of worrying about how it was sounding, but it sounds perfectly fine until a little bit towards the end, but
yeah, so we're just gonna wrap it up here.
We'll spend a few minutes just talking about stuff, I guess.
Oh yeah, I mean, I could talk about Kian's crack, which I'm looking straight into. Yeah. It's like the eye of God or something.
Kian has drank, he drank a lot, and I've been like half drinking a bottle of wine while playing Xbox.
He's stolen my bed.
And he's sleeping on Jake's bed at the moment, and I've taken my lovely covers from underneath my bed to give to Jake to sleep on.
So generous, right?
Yeah, I'm not really happy about that.
Well.
My foot really, really hurts.
Well, this is what happens when you jump onto concrete from a flight of stairs.
From a 10-foot drop, yeah.
Yeah. Not a good idea, generally.
Yeah, we would have had Stefan on, who was over to play Xbox, but Yeah, there wasn't enough microphone space for him.
And
but
he had too much wine.
And he had a lot of wine. He was shit-faced. And we had a lot of fun with him. me and him basically just absolutely destroyed Keane and Jake on Xbox. Even though Keane was, like, passed out halfway through.
I'm still staring at the crack and I can't help it.
And, again, that picture did not really look like a monkey's lip. It just... The picture had massive lips, the eyes were way too close together, I looked like a bit of a nerd.
I must remember to scan that in and upload it so you can all see it, because it's just terrible.
You can all revel in the marvellousness of this picture.
And then you can suggest some places where I can learn to draw in Glasgow.
No! You can't say where we're from! No, okay.
I just did.
Well, okay, we are in the Glasgow area. There you go. You can enjoy that.
Subtle.
Very, very subtle.
Right. We're gonna try and round it up to about 30 minutes. Hopefully next time it'll be a bit longer. There'll be a little bit more to a point. And
we will probably, hopefully, not be as drunk, and we will have Stefan.
Oh, no, we will be just as drunk.
No, we'll be a little bit less drunk.
But most importantly, we'll have individual microphones.
And then it won't sound as shitty.
I mean, professionalism, it doesn't cost that much.
It costs about £6 to £7 from enough. Any local supermarket. I decided to... Jake got out his Pokemon cards and stuff like that, and I hopped over to my room for a bit to bring my Pokemon cards back. But by the time I got back, Jake had already put them away, and he'd turn on the Xbox, so we played on that for a bit.
This is how the cookie crumbles. You know, sometimes drunk people don't want to do things.
Apparently drunk people just forget things very quickly.
I didn't forget it, I just merely didn't want to, because I thought...
Because you're... Also, we've been able to play it, because there's no space.
Exactly. Keane's in the way.
Yeah. I can't really feel my face at the moment. Nah. I'm quite a lot more sober than I was, which you could probably hear. I'm not speaking as random as I was earlier.
Yeah, well, it is almost 4 o'clock in the morning.
That too. I am a little bit tired. Of course I'm so tired and I start yawning because I...
Are you thinking about yawning?
Yeah, as soon as I think about yawning or think the word yawn or someone says the word yawn and then I yawn, I have a weird problem.
And now I'm yawning, for God's sake. Right, if anyone yawned while they're listening, please email in because I know you did. Don't lie to me.
Fuck you.
Right. Next time, hopefully next week, we'll have a point. We'll have experiments.
Hopefully we will have recorded the results of that miscellaneous experiment. Oh. Which we're not allowed the details for, but it would be completely legal in the eyes of the law and God, hopefully.
We have some brilliant plans.
The science
plans.
Isn't really godly, but whatever.
You're going to want to stay tuned for these plans, because we are messed up in
also,
the head.
We'll be posting up the videos of me doing 3 or 4 beer bongs, 2 of which are beer, 1 or 2 of which are...
Mostly spirits.
Spirits, yeah.
Because you're a psycho.
Because I like spirits. I don't drink beer. I saved those 2 cans of beer for like 4 months. Just stole them
just
from...
specifically, just on the off chance you bought
a
beer bong.
I stole them from the kitchen in case we wanted to do a beer bong or some sort of chugging contest. And I just did it myself, so... Yeah.
I thought it was quite disappointing, to be honest.
It was a little bit. I think we need to get, like... pints. Like
you need to pour them all in at the same time.
We need to pour them in while I'm doing it, so it's more than just the amount in the beer bong, which
exactly.
holds about a pint and a half.
Exactly.
I think Keen is...
Oh, God.
Is he waking up?
I think he just farted.
He made a noise. It may have been a fart.
I think it was.
It may have been a fart or a hum.
I've
then again, that fart
got my
hum,
earplugs.
So.
Yeah. If you start snoring, I've got earplugs,
so
I'm fine.
Keen... If you're listening to this, you do snore. Anyone else who listens to this, Keen does snore, if you know Keen.
Yeah, don't sleep with him. In fact...
Well, do sleep with him. Sleep with him. Fuck him.
This is going to be my Friday night.
Every Friday night. It is a lot of fun, though. You have to admit that. It'd be better if Keen was, like... Things. If he doesn't drink from, like, 6, it'll be fine.
6? He started drinking at 4.
Was that... Hey, we got back at, like 3, didn't we?
Yeah.
And then I stuck my pizza in.
Yeah, we were drinking
all
afternoon.
You were picking a pube out your mouth there.
It's not a pube, it's just a hair.
Are you sure? Just a hair?
Yeah, it's not short and curly, it was quite long, to be honest.
Yeah. That's kind of depressing.
Much as someone would like to listen about us talking about me pulling a hair out of my mouth, I think we should just wrap it up.
Yeah, okay. That is okay, well,
right.
this has been Jake and Rob and...
And Sleepy Keen.
Sleepy Keen, Stefan and Tommy popped in during the break for a little bit.
Although, you can't really hear them.
Yeah.
Because they didn't record
anything.
But
they were very, very intriguing. Anyway, we hope you have a good day, afternoon, night, evening.
Time period.
Various time period.
Hopefully, we'll be uploading this at the same time every week. So, catch us next week.
You can look forward to this.
On Donkey Punch. That was really forced. I don't want to do that. Do it again.
Yeah.
Catch us next week on Donkey Punch.
Good night.
Is that better?
All day.
Excellent. Bitches.
Latest bitches.